Let's talk about the stairlift giveaway first, because I know that's coming up. We've only got like six more weeks until Labor Day, Veterans Day, you know, thereabouts.
Yep, you got about five more weeks.
Five more weeks. So what is that all about? It's not one. You've been doing it for years. It used to be one. Now it's two. So.
Yeah, so this is, what, our 11th year doing this?
Wow.
You know, which is really cool. Yeah, and it's our third year with WGN, you know, co-sponsoring it with us, which is awesome. So we have Access BDD is the name of the manufacturer. They're giving away the stairlift, and Access is installing it for free to any veteran that's in need of it that isn't currently receiving one from the Veterans Administration.
Can it be a veteran's wife?
Sure.
Or no, it could
it's
be a
for the veteran.
It's for the it's yeah. family of it's, a veteran,
right?
Okay.
If wife's living with the veteran, why not?
I asked because the 80-year-old gentleman I was talking about earlier, Brian, he needs it not as much as his wife, and I'm just like, yeah, but if God forbid something happens to her, and then you go down helping your wife up the stairs, then you're both are in trouble.
Exactly.
So get on the website and sign up.
And that's one of the misconceptions of. What we do, right? It's not always about the person who needs the lift. It's about the person helping the person that's helping the person with the disability, right? So you have to be careful as the caregiver to not hurt yourself.
Sure.
You know, because then now you got two people with a disability in the house. So that's what the lifts are for.
Not Brian, it's Peter. Sorry, his name is Peter.
You get everybody's name wrong.
I get everybody's name wrong. But I got the veteran part right. There is something else that we talked about at breakfast and walking over. There's another grant program for low to moderate income listeners of the show throughout the state of Illinois.
Correct. So it's CDBG is giving away $60,000 per household, if you qualify, to do home repairs.
Okay.
All right. And we were talking about this with Pete, and I learned something new about Blue Sky. I only thought Blue Sky did restoration, but not. I mean, when I think restoration, I think floods, right?
Right.
But actually, Pete was saying, no, we help people. You got a broken down roof? We help you. You got broken down windows? We help you.
Yeah.
Front porch is falling off? We help you. So Access doesn't do those type of repairs, right? We're only doing accessible modifications. But if you go online and you apply for this grant, and it's your window's October 4th to December 4th to apply for the money for next year. So you just go to illinois.gov and you can go, you know, go find this grant. And then you can call Blue Sky up, give Pete a call.
Yeah, we call those projects capital improvement, and we're doing a large section of that across the country here in this market as well. And so it was interesting at breakfast we talked about that. Not a lot of people know that. So they think of Blue Sky restoration contractors. Blue Sky, they think, oh, flood, fire, mold, things like that. But no, we're doing roofs. We're doing expansions of the home, windows, siding, all that stuff. Yeah, capital X.
That's awesome.
So there are listeners going, what were the four initials again? So
CDBG, Capital Development Board.
CD Charlie David Baker. No, Charlie David G George Baker.
Man, you're gonna hurt yourself.
I'm gonna scream.
Wait for it. I'm just watching here with this smile. Just wait for you to trip up.
Okay, so it is C as in Charlie, D as in David, B as in Baker, G as in George. So right, CDBG.
Correct.
Is there something else after that, .com, or is that it?
No. So it's on illinois.gov.
Illinois.gov.
And look up the Housing Rehabilitation Grant.
Got it. So illinois.gov.
Yep.
Housing Rehabilitation Grant.
Correct.
That's sponsored by CDBG.
Correct.
Okay. And it's low to moderate income, and that's based upon, again, the town or the area that you live in.
Correct.
Okay. And there's an MSA. We've got that on my computer. I sent it to you after the last show. So if you'd like to know what those levels are, you could text into the show, 312-981-7200, and we will provide those to you. So, but two stairlifts, that's pretty generous.
Yeah. No, I thought it was really nice of them to do it, and we're happy to help, you know, help out more veterans this year than we ever have before. So it's wonderful.
When Amy was in last time, she expanded on the fact that she is kind of like your veteran liaison, and she helps her and somebody else within your organization help veterans and others get money for improvements if they qualify. Can you go into that?
Yeah. So Kristen Falco is our on staff social worker, and she works directly with the Veterans Administration. Amy is the one that goes right out to the veteran's home and works with them. So
on site,
he works with the veteran. And Chris, if the veteran needs help, you know, getting, you know, this is where the application is, this is what you need to fill out, we obviously can't do it for them, but Kristen is the one that can walk them through exactly how to do all of that.
Farrell.
Amy Farrell.
Farrell.
Yes.
312-981-7200 if you've got any questions for Frank about any of the new about the new program, the existing programs. There's still money left in the...
Oh, yeah, there's still money left in there. The Centers for Independent Living are doing the best they can. We've got several of them that we're working on right now.
In their in-houses?
Yeah, we're in-house. We've already completed a couple.
Wow.
And we have some more that we're working on right now.
That the listener got their request approved.
Correct.
They received the money.
Correct.
And you went... No, so who receives the money? Do they receive the money, or does the grant kick the money to you after the job is done?
After the job is done, huh? And the homeowner is happy with it, that's when we...
Come on.
...get our money. Correct. So, we front it all, and then as soon as they're happy, then the Centers for Independent Living would pay us.
And I remember when we launched this, when you came in, we kind of preempted it, and you got flooded, and I think they were a little upset with us. But it's a good way. It's good to be upset with us when we're trying to help.
Right.
Yeah, listeners. There was a listener driving who had a teenage child mm-hmm. with special needs, mm-hmm. and it's gotten to a point where she can no longer safely transition. When it was a baby and a small child, it's a lot easier. But when you become go through puberty and things start growing and you become a man or a woman, it's a lot more challenging for the parents to maneuver around, especially in a bathroom. And she was blown away. It's still applicable for all that as well.
Correct? Absolutely. It's still out there. It's still available. I know that each Center for Independent Living is doing things a little bit differently, so you got to be a little bit patient with them. Some of them are still learning how to even run a program like this, right? But they are trying. They are working around the clock.
Phone number, we got to hit a break here. Yep. What's the phone number?
You can reach us at 630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.